Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, the peaceful sounds of the Beastie Boys. Commanders defensive coordinator Joe Witt would probably like this song, frankly. He's a badass. This is a badass song. Commanders defensive coordinator Joe Witt addressing the media.
That when he did his workout, I was like, okay, he's a little small, you know, and I like big guys. I don't like, you know, a bunch of little guys, but he plays thick and heavy, and he's right where he needs to be. He throw hands. He's a lot like when I talk about consistency and being where you're supposed to be, like I talk about D.A., that's what Sheldon is, and he's very smart. You could tell him. He understands the blocking schemes and what's coming at him, the lean and the balance of the offensive alignment. If it's run pass, he gets all that. And so he's been a very important part to our defense.
I don't remember if I asked you this before, so I'm going to ask it again. But okay. From a defensive perspective, you guys go against Jaden. You guys know Jaden as well as anybody. What makes him so hard to break down when he's on the move?
When he's on the move?
Yeah. Like, when he's scrambling, I mean, he can force so many missed tackles.
Well, because he's really fast. Like, he's probably one of the faster guys on the team. And so, as you're taking an angle, if you take an angle to actually go get him, he has a one-step cut where he can get vertical really quick. And so if you don't have multiple bodies going at him, if he sees one person, like they talk about Kobe in basketball, you know, he was never worried about the first defender. He was worried about the help side and what's coming at him. That's where Jaden's eyes are when he's running. He's not worried about you tackling him. He's not going to tackle me. All right, now how do I beat him and make sure that this guy doesn't get me? That's what he does. And so he's hard. In practice, you know, I always say, you know, don't run him in practice because we can't hit him. So, you know, you're giving him 15 yards on a run in practice. Well, we can't even get close to him, so it's not even fair. But he makes us look the same way in practice, yes.
Is there a difference preparing for a first-year offensive coordinator than there is for somebody who has more experience?
Yeah, it's from the standpoint that, you know, you have a book on guys that you've seen, you know, years prior. With a guy that's his first year, you know, okay, you look at what he's done. Now, we're towards the end of the season, so it's a little bit easier. But you look at, okay, what did he do at the place before and his history? And then who was he really under for the majority of his time? You try to go back in the past and see what he's done in the past.
How much of what you've seen from Zach is more the Rams versus his own personal flavor on this offense?
It's not as much as the Rams as I thought it was going to be. I think it's a little bit more of him, you know. Tampa is more Ramish than you know, more reductions and all. But I think he's put a little bit more of his own flavor on it.
Hey, Coach.
How you doing?
You talked a little bit about the Atlanta Falcons. Could you talk a little bit more about what you see that they do really well on the offense with a new quarterback in there, but their overall offense?
Well, I think from the pass game standpoint, they make the reads similar. They're balanced for the quarterback. And so the progression, if it's left to right, if it's away from the back or to the back, it's very easy for the quarterback to get through his progressions. In the run game, you know, they do a good job of getting the ball on the edge. I mean, they have really good blockers. They really get to the second level quickly, and they're able to get the runner onto the second level.
And you talked about Frankie Louvu, good game last week, but what have you seen in just week after week as far as just what he does?
Well, first, he's, like I've said from day one, he's the type of player that we wanted to build this defense around. He's a running, hit, high-energy man. He's everything that this defense really wants to be about. Frankie is a great teammate. All right, he's a leader. He doesn't say a whole bunch of, you know, he doesn't say anything. He just runs and plays with great emotion and does whatever we ask him to do. He's right there. You know, Bobby's so even killed, and then you have Frankie that just is ready to run through the wall. So he's just what we stand for.
This might be kind of basic, but do you have to adjust the way that you call a defense or your plan playing a lefty quarterback?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. Some things we might do in reverse because of the progression of how they read it. But, you know, for the most part, we always do a hit chart of where the ball goes. And sometimes there's a right-hand quarterback that might throw it better to the left. That's rare, but there's sometimes that happens. And so we see the hit chart, and if we want to tilt the coverage one way or another, that affects. I give you an example. We were playing when Michael Vick came back a long time ago. That game started with a right-hand quarterback, and he came in. He was at Philly, and I had Sam Shields on the opposite side of the quarterback's throwing hand. So when Vic came in, I still had Sam to the right side, and he was a rookie that year. And he gave up a touchdown. Well, I should have flipped him once he got in and put Tremont on that side over there, which I didn't, you know. But then it hit me like, okay, he's to the quarterback's throwing arm. So that's a very good point.
Okay. Just wondering about John and how you plug him back in whenever he gets back on the field and how he can help you at this stage.
Oh, I'm excited. You know, with the opportunity of getting him back, hopefully that happens when he gets back in. Well, you know, I'm sure he'll be on the pitch count, but I don't know what that number will be. I'll let the medical staff and AP and DQ, you know, lead that way. But he gives us just another veteran player, high pedigree player that can go in and give those quality snaps inside, that can get after the quarterback, push the pocket, be disruptive. So we're excited to get him back.
I think it was some interesting insight there about, never really thought of it, when you get a lefty quarterback in there, we always talk about, you know, catching punts from lefty punters or catching the ball from a lefty quarterback and that, how that's different. But flipping the defense depending upon if it's a righty or a lefty quarterback, I think is interesting. And you hear Witt talk about how, you know, he needed to flip back in the day when Michael Vick and flip, who was he saying, Sam Shields versus Tremont Williams. I think that's an interesting thing. So curious to see how that plays into it on Sunday. Maybe you have Drake London over on the left side more for a left-handed quarterback with Penix liking to throw the ball to the left side. I think that's an interesting point that he brought up. But, you know, I'm curious to see how this defense plays on Sunday when you're going up against the rookie quarterback. You're going up against somebody that's only making his second career start. It's something, you know, you don't have tons of tape on him. You're going to have to go back to a lot of what, because he didn't play much in preseason either. You're going to have to go back to a lot of what he did in college. But I think, JP, when you look at some of the weapons that this Atlanta offense has, you look at Bijan, you look at Kyle Pitts, you look at Drake London, you know, they've got the guys on paper, like we were talking about earlier. You know, they probably have the better unit overall, but you've got a guy in Penix making his second career start. I'm curious to see what this defense can do against a guy making that second career start, a defense that likes to play aggressive. We talked with Quan Martin last week about that, playing a little more aggressive and forcing the issue. I think it's a little bit different than what we've seen in the past, where facing a rookie quarterback when you're kind of letting them dictate versus when you're trying to dictate. I think that's how you can maybe dominate a game if a guy just gets a little confused, he's not trusting what he's seeing, and hopefully that can be the case on Sunday for Washington.
Go get him. You got a rookie quarterback in his second start. And what Atlanta did was really smart, and it was absolutely intentional, is they gave Penix his first start at home against the Giants. The Giants have quit. They can decide who they're firing up there. That's up to them. But that team has quit. Like, the team on the field is just awful, and then they're not matching effort to personnel. Like, everything, when it goes bad, I've seen it. Like, the milk's gone bad. That's the scene in the Giants locker room right now. So you let him start with that. And I just think this week is entirely different. It's his first road game. It might be raining. The weather might be crappy. We're hoping Amelia Draper comes on tomorrow and gives us a legit weather preview. Go get him. we sit in the press box in big situations, third and 13, and we wonder, you know, how would you play it? What would you do? We all kind of shit the stuff out to each other. Go get him. Last week against New York, he was okay. He made some throws, but he was 18 to 27 for 200 yards with a pick. There's questions about his mobility. He's a lefty that can sling it. His ability to get deep is fantastic. Pressure, 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 pressure. That's the game plan defensively.
Yeah, I can't remember what game it was, but you go back and look at early, and I forget what game it was, but there was a certain quarterback. It might have been Deshaun Watson. It might have been someone else, but hit the dude early and then make it something where he's thinking about it. It speeds up his internal clock. He's not able to see everything. The eyes come down to the rush, and I think they've got the dudes to do it, right? Bring Luvu on different blitzes in that first quarter and just make it so he's always looking for four versus worrying about what he's going to do to get the ball to Drake London or how he's going to find a way to get Kyle Pitts open. He's worried about that rush. I agree 100%. Like, make this dude beat you. This dude have to operate at a high level. And if he does, you tip your cap, but you also have an offense that can go win it for you regardless. But play aggressively on Sunday. You can say that they don't have anything to lose. They do have a lot to lose. But play aggressively and force them to come out and win this thing offensively. Because I think if you're Washington's offense, I mean, you feel like you should be able to continue to do what you've done the last couple of weeks and put up 30 and really take some of that pressure off your defense. If you go after him, get to him early. Like, look, make him fold. He's a rookie quarterback. I like him a lot. Like you said, coming out of college, he's a heck of a player. He's played a lot of football. He hasn't played at this level, though. And he's seeing a new defense, and he's playing a team that actually has something to play for this week. Make him know it.
This is outrageous. This is a cool little life is good moment. The Lions are signing Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater didn't play this season, coached his alma mater in Florida high school football, won a state title, and is now catching on in Detroit for what could be a title run.
That's awesome.
That's pretty damn cool. You're going to hear from Cliff Kingsbury when we come back. It's B. Mitchell Finley.